I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know we're supposed to start the hour talking about Barry. This is our most important hour. You know, I see the numbers. But I gotta be true to myself. And I'm here to deliver news in all forms. I'm here to deliver baseball news. The Guardians, they lost. The Tigers, they advanced. They're gonna play the Mariners. The Cubs, they're up 2-0 right now. I'm here to deliver all kind of news. Rob, I'm here to hit you with some of the best news that I've heard in a while, and this is why I think it's important. Some of you tried to leave Red Lobster for dead. You guys remember? Red Lobster was going through some tough times. Now, I'm here to tell you that Red Lobster is one of the best things that we have in this country, that when the aliens come down and they look to take over our society, what I'm going to hand them so they could potentially leave us alone and save humanity and save our civilization are the Cheddar Bay biscuits. You guys saw Independence Day. They're coming at some point, and they're not going to be happy when they get here. Well, how can we get them to go back home and leave us alone wherever they've been for all of these years? You got to get them some endless shrimp. Well, Red Lobster had fallen on some tough times, some real tough times. And I was sad that America's treasure was potentially going to go out of business. They filed for bankruptcy. Things were looking bleak. Well, you know what, Rob? They hired a young, idea-minded CEO, and he rolled up his sleeves and got to work. Well, you know what Red Lobster just officially announced? They're out on the other side. They're out of bankruptcy. Those little seafood boils and those little $5 margaritas that they were selling, look, got them back in a positive standing. Red Lobster ready to take over the world. Red Lobster is about to become the most popular restaurant in this country. I don't know why it's not, but you know, you guys are usually late to things. I get it. You shouldn't be late to this. Good things are happening. Lobster Fest is happening right now. Endless shrimp is happening right now. A seafood boil, it's happening. I want you to be a part of it. I want you to change your life. I know you got dinner plans with the wife. To hell with those dinner plans. Take her to Red Lobster. Tell her you're taking her somewhere special, someplace that just opened. Oh, you're going to 1587? No, we're going to a place that's been open since 1587. I'm taking you to Red Lobster. See how that works out for you in the evening time.
Red Lobster dreams of being as popular as Chili's is right now. They go to bed at night and they're like, one day we can be Texas Roadhouse.
This is honestly better news than a new Taylor Swift album. Red Lobster coming out on the other side of bankruptcy. I'll take that over Life of a Showgirl any day of the week.
If you want to show your wife or SO a great time tonight, you take your Red Lobster and you take her to AMC. A-plus evening.
I'm with you.
For those who don't know, Taylor Swift's album has a movie attached to it, which is at AMC exclusively this weekend.
Going to Red Lobster is like a movie. That's what it's like. Someone on the text line says, Red Lobster is the Walmart of seafood. Well, you're blocked. Don't come on here talking crazy. We don't have many rules, but disrespecting Red Lobster is a hard line for me. Call me an idiot. Call me whatever name you want to call me. But disrespect Red Lobster, that will not be tolerated on this show.
Let's move on, because I don't want to give any of you any ideas here, because I got an itchy trigger finger. I can't wait to block somebody being disrespectful talking about the lob. That's what we call it.
That's a terrible nickname.
That's what we call it, the lob. Hey, where are you going tonight? Oh, man, I was going to the lob tonight. Ooh, for real? Yeah, going to the lob.
That's a terrible nickname.
That's what we call it.
It's Crimson Crustacean or nothing at all.
No, we call it the lob. That's where we're going. That's where we are. All right, let's get to very serious things. All right, this is serious thing number one. We have secured Mitch Holthus a reservation at 1587 Prime. We have secured him one, so I was worried about that. I mean, it's cool if I don't go, Rob. It's cool if you don't go. Who are we? Mitch Holthus, he's the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He should have been one of the first people to eat there. He should have been at Pat's 30th birthday party, hanging out with Kane Brown. I want to play this with Mitch Holthus. He got me thinking about something when he said this a couple of days ago.
One, it makes you appreciate the Chiefs having 12 straight winning seasons, doesn't it? Think how hard that is based on what you just said. Because everybody seems to have a dip. There's a 7-10 in there, an 8-9.
Someone on the text line said, if I had a gun to my head and someone told me to eat Red Lobster, please call my wife and tell her I love her. Amen. Calm down. See, I don't know why you guys always got to take things to a place that it doesn't need to go. I got to mute the text line right now. I got to focus. I got to get us to the Patrick Mahomes interview. This is what I was thinking about, Rob, and I think you will appreciate this. Now, you guys know I'm not a Kansas basketball fan, but I do appreciate what they've been able to do. And the thing that I appreciate most about Kansas is how consistent they've been. They are the Ohio State of college basketball. Ohio State, they ain't really been bad too many years in our life. They're always really, really good. They always got a chance to compete for championships. That's what Kansas has been. Kansas down year is last year. They're the 7th seed in the NCAA tournament. That ain't really that bad, especially when you think about North Carolina has played in the NIT in the last 25 years. Kentucky has played in the NIT in the last couple of years. Kansas would never play in the NIT, would never entertain the possibility of having an NIT game at Allen Fieldhouse. No, thank you. I appreciate that about them. I really do. I really appreciate that. That's how the Chiefs have been in the NFL. Think about all of the other good teams. For as good as the Eagles are, and the Eagles are good, the Eagles have missed the playoffs recently. How do you think they got Jalen Carter? They had a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. San Francisco, 18 months ago, San Francisco was looked at like they were the best roster in the National Football League. Fast forward 18 months, they missed the playoffs last year. They got a MASH unit going out there today. They don't have a lot of talent right now that's healthy and available on their team. Buffalo, I just think about all of the other teams in the NFL. Over the last 5-6 years, they all have had ups and downs, peaks and valleys. I mean, a valley for the Chiefs is going 2-2 in September. That's what bad has been for the Chiefs over the last 7-8 years or so. They got off to a little bit of a slow start in 2018, and oh yeah, they turned it around and they made the Super Bowl. You have to give the Chiefs a whole lot of credit, for the Chiefs have been by far and away the most consistent team in the National Football League, and that's just not really how that sport goes. It's up and down. It's inconsistent. San Francisco, look no further than them. The way that we talk right now about Philadelphia, we used to talk that way about another team 18 months ago. The way that we talk about Jalen Hurts, that was all of the Brock Purdy conversations. We have just quite simply moved the conversation to the other coast. That's what the Eagles are. They are the East Coast San Francisco 49ers. They had an okay quarterback who was carried by his run game, who had the best offensive line, who had some good weapons around him and a good defense. That's the team that the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. The exact same team. Coming up in a little bit, we'll play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Rob, the other thing that I want to get to before we play our conversation is, one thing I've noticed as I've been watching the baseball playoffs for the last couple of years is, you don't really realize how fun it is until you're not a part of it anymore. In 2014 and 2015, every night just felt like it had a certain energy to it. When the Royals were in the baseball playoffs and every pitch matters, every game matters, and it was the center of our universe. Man, it was really, really fun. And as I'm watching baseball playoffs and I'm seeing other cities kind of have that same fun and that same level of excitement, I mean, there was nothing like getting out of work at 2 o'clock to be able to watch a playoff baseball game. You know, it was kind of fun. You realize how cool of a club it is to be in the baseball playoffs and how much it stinks when your team's not in it. Like, you don't even care that much if your team's not in it. Like, the NFL playoffs are still really fun. I mean, you've enjoyed the Super Bowl, I guess, before the Patrick Mahomes era when the Chiefs weren't in the Super Bowl. You didn't have a choice. It's the Super Bowl. Of course you're going to watch. The baseball playoffs are just a little bit different. But you kind of realize how cool it is, how special it is, how unique it is to be in the middle of the baseball playoffs. And you don't really fully understand it until your team isn't in it. Last year was fun. Watching them in the wild card against the Orioles was fun. Being able to go to Kauffman Stadium for them to play a playoff game against the New York Yankees was fun. It was enjoyable. So I guess, Rob, more than anything, man, I just miss the Royals being in the postseason. I know they haven't been in it a lot in our lifetime, but man, the times that they've been in it, you really realize how cool playoff baseball can be and how meaningful it can be to a community for the baseball team to have a really good season. The Royals had an average season, slightly above average season. But this offseason, I hope the plan is, what do we need to do to get ourselves back into a position where we are playing baseball games in October? I don't care if those baseball games are on the road because of the wild card, if they're at Kauffman Stadium. What do we need to do to be a part of the club? Because if you're not a part of that club, it feels like you don't really matter a whole lot.
I feel like, to connect to a conversation we had earlier this week, if you want to be glass half full, you said, I believe it was yesterday's show, it may have been Wednesday, it may have been Tuesday, so I apologize for forgetting, that you believe we are entering or are part of the golden era of Royals baseball because it went from playoffs to 500 and back-to-back is not a thing me and you experience much in our lifetime. I agree with you. I've been watching the postseason pretty consistently this year, and it has me itching and jonesing to get back to Kauffman to experience that in my town. It was fun last year. We had the remotes out in front of the stadium ahead of the Yankees games. Fans were fired up. Like, there was an energy in town because of the baseball team. That's kind of missing this year. And if we are, in fact, like you've said, entering a golden era of Royals baseball, they should be back next year, and there should be more years where we're not missing playoff baseball than where we are, oh, so sad it's not there.
Text line 913-586-7965. We'll play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes here coming up in just a little bit. Have you guys taken a closer look at who the wide receivers are going to be coming up later today for the San Francisco 49ers? I mean, I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at it right now, Rob. I'm looking at their props right now on FanDuel. Their number one receiver is Christian Bourne. His over-under is 41.5. DeMarcus Robinson, Sky Moore. I mean, basically what they are trying to do, what San Francisco was trying to do with Mac Jones is they're trying to run the Kansas City 2021 offense without Travis Kelce. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to run the Chiefs offense in 2021 with Christian McCaffrey and the same wide receivers. Where's MBS at on the team? They got Byron Pringle on their team. They're just going to get all the receivers that were on the team right after COVID was out, and they're going to try to beat the Rams on the road today. I mean, good luck to the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think they have enough healthy bodies to go on the road and win that game, but crazier things have happened. It's the National Football League. Hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right, three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
The appearances by Patrick Mahomes are brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. We have now solved this problem, so I'm happy. I can't wait to tell Mitch Holtis that we got him hooked up at 1587 Prime. We asked Patrick about it. Mitch said he hasn't been. He said he can't get an invitation. That's not right.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. So we'll get Mitch in. He knows the right person to call, and that's Travis Kelce. Anytime you call Trav, you can get in there.
I don't think I've ever had a chance to ask you this. So congratulations. You are the AFC Player of the Week. How does that work? Do you, like, find out from a coach? Do somebody from the league? Like, how do you find out that you won AFC Offensive Player of the Week?
I usually find out from, like, social media, just like everybody else. Like, you get the thing comes up, and I follow the NFL on Instagram, and it pops up. So that's usually how I find out. It's not like they go out of the way to tell us. But Coach Reed does a good thing, and he usually makes us, like, a football, like a special-made football for that type of award. And so I keep those at home as something I'll have for the rest of my life.
I guess I just figured this whole time. So, like, the league doesn't give you, like, some kind of small trophy or nothing for it? You don't get anything for winning Player of the Week?
No, we don't. I mean, you get the accomplishment of doing it, though. I mean, it is still a great accomplishment, and it speaks to the guys I have around me, and it made me look good. And so I'll be able to get some of those footballs that Coach Reed has made for me.
What is it like to be locked in as an offense the way that you guys were on Sunday? I mean, almost everything you guys did worked. You ran the football effectively. The running backs got involved out of the backfield. The deep passing game. You got Xavier Worthy back. We'll get to him more coming up in a bit. What is it like to be in control of an offense that's just humming the way that you guys were?
Yeah, I mean, it's a special feeling, man. It's just you work so hard for those moments. They don't come all the time. And to be able to do that and have success at that rate and kind of get everybody going, it's a lot of fun because – everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's having fun, and the energy on the sideline is amazing. So definitely we're going to cherish that feeling and try to see if we can keep it going throughout the rest of the season.
I'm sure you've heard the conversation. A lot of people want to know if Kansas City's offense is back after that performance. How do you guys continue that momentum? How do you take what you did on Sunday against the Ravens? How do you carry that with you to Monday night against the Jaguars?
Yeah, I think it's about execution more than anything. I mean, if you look at the Jaguars' defense, they got talented players everywhere, and they've really capitalized on teams making mistakes against them and turning the football over and punching the football out, and they make a lot of plays. And so we have to execute at a high level. We have to take care of the football, and we have to go out there with a great game plan, and that's what we're putting in now. We're putting the game plan in and trying to make sure that we can go out there and play our best football on Monday night.
You just mentioned it. Jacksonville is +9 in turnover differential. I don't have to tell you the importance of winning the turnover battle and winning the turnover margin. What emphasis is placed on that to not give up extra possessions to a very hungry Jacksonville squad?
Yeah, they do a great job of punching the football out and intercepting the football, tipping passes at the line of scrimmage. They're really fundamentally sound, and they have a lot of talented players too. And so we have to be great in our execution. You can't let little things happen on a game like this, because you know this is the type of defense that will take advantage of it. And so it'll be super important on us to really go out there and execute the fundamentals and play our best football on Monday.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, let's talk about some of your teammates from a specific standpoint. Let's start with Xavier Worthy, explosive player. He led you guys in rushing. He led you guys in receiving yards. He had a great route toward the sideline that he got completely free. Him being there just completely changes the dynamic of you guys' offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's just a special football player. You know, I think people always just realize that he was fast, but I don't think they really realize the type of football player that he is and how tough he is and how he can run routes and how he can do a lot of things on the football field, and he does a great job of, after the catch, making plays happen as well. And so just adding him to that receiving room, man, you start to get a feel for what this receiving room is, and there's talented players everywhere, and when he gets so much attention on him, it gets other guys open as well. And so I was excited to have him back out there, and he made an immediate impact.
One thing that I alluded to on Monday whenever we opened the show was just – I felt like it was a glimpse into what you guys' offense can be in a couple of weeks. Rashee Rice is, you know, 2 weeks away from rejoining this team. You've never had Rice, Worthy, and Brown all on the field at the same time. You add Tyquan Thornton in the mix, and with some of your other pieces, it feels like this offense is right around the corner from just getting everybody healthy and getting everybody on the same page.
Yeah, that's the goal, too. And, I mean, obviously we've been able to win these last few games, and hopefully I will be able to get Rashee back here in a couple weeks. And so I think for us, it's just about building confidence within that receiving room and within all the playmakers and You've seen guys like Tyquan and Hollywood have to step up and make plays. Juju and adding Xavier now, and then we'll obviously add Rasheed. I think it's just giving guys confidence to know that they can do it, and let's continue to build that confidence as the season goes on so that we can be playing our best football at the right time.
You mentioned Rasheed. What is it like to have him back at the office?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, just to have him in some of those meetings and him being in the room, man, he's got a smile on his face every single day, man, and he brings energy. And I think the best thing about our receiving room, more than even the talent, is they all like each other. And, I mean, that doesn't always happen, and they all want each other to succeed. And you see that on the field about how they celebrate together, and I think Rasheed just kind of completes that missing piece, you know, just to be in that room and kind of bring that energy every day.
Let's talk about the young guy, the running back, Breshard Smith. It feels like this is a role that you guys have had for that kind of third down back. This is what Jerick McKinnon did. This is what Samaje Perine did last year for you guys. It seems like that's the role that you guys have for Breshard Smith. How do you see his role growing? How do you see him growing in this offense as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think he has so much explosive ability. You have to find ways just to get him touches and get him the football. And if that's running the ball, catching the ball, he's played receiver in college. He played running back in college. So he can kind of do a lot of different things. And so just like any other playmaking position in this offense, he has to learn on the fly and learn the stuff that Coach Reed wants those guys to do. And he's done a good job of that. We're opening up more and more of the playbook to him, and he's really taking it in and excelling in his opportunities. And so I'm sure he'll get more and more opportunities as the season goes on.
You've obviously been doing this for a while. You've had great success. But one thing I really appreciate you as a teammate is you really appreciate your teammates as well. How exciting is it to see a guy like Breshard Smith, who maybe didn't get the playing time that he wanted, but now he's a part of the offense? We talked about Tyquan Thornton last week and how he's really hitting a nice stride in his career. Just how rewarding is it to see the hard work the guys are putting in? Now it's being rewarded on Sundays.
Yeah, it just speaks to just hard work pays off. I mean, I know people talk about it, but it's hard whenever you're going through those days sometimes and you feel like you're giving everything you have and the success is not coming your way or the opportunity is not coming your way. If you just continue to push and continue to work, you get the opportunities. And when you get those opportunities, you're ready for them. And I think that's what those guys have done. And I saw it all during OTAs and all during training camp. And even during the season when they may have not gotten the opportunities that they wanted to get, they continued to work extremely hard so that whenever their opportunities came, they were ready for them and they went out there and executed.
Patrick, what growth have you seen from maybe yourself, maybe as a team, as an offense, from that first game when you guys are at Brazil that didn't end the way that you wanted to, as opposed to what just happened this week over the first month of the season?
I think more than anything, we're not making the little mistakes. And I know sometimes you see that as penalties, but to me more, you see that kind of just in the individual play. It's just one guy here or there is making a mistake. And that kind of in this offense is all about everybody doing their job to the best of their ability all together. And whenever that happens, it kind of kills drives or it kills plays and stuff like that. And so I think we're executing at a higher level. Guys are holding each other accountable. And whenever we do that, we're a hard offense to stop.
You and I haven't really got a chance so far this season to talk a lot about Josh Simmons and his contribution to the team. Left tackle was, you know, a question mark for you guys at times last year. It feels like that question mark has been answered so far. He has played very, very well so far in his career.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's extremely talented and he works extremely hard. And I think this is just the beginning of the player that he can be. I think right now he just relies a lot on his talent, his ability, and he's getting coached up by Coach Heck a ton on working on little things here and there. But I think as time goes on and he continues to really develop his game, he's going to be one of the best left tackles in this league. He's just got to continue to work the way he's working, and he'll continue to get better and better.
I forgot about some of these things, but as we were getting ready for this conversation, you know, me and my producer, we were talking about it. A lot of weird things have happened when you guys have played Jacksonville. Your injury happened against Jacksonville. Tyreek, when he dislocated his shoulder, that happened against Jacksonville. Hollywood Brown, his dislocated shoulder happened against Jacksonville. You guys have just had a lot of weird occurrences whenever you've played the Jaguars.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we don't have any more weird ones. You know, you just go in there, you have health and success, and then try to find a way to get a win. And I'll take a normal game, normal win, and coming back to Arrowhead the next week.
Talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple more minutes. Patrick, I got to get your thoughts on Tyreek's injury on Monday Night Football, a devastating injury. You're watching Monday Night Football. What is it like to see somebody that obviously you had so many memories with, you guys have won so many important games, leaving the field in that condition?
Yeah, I was actually putting my kids to sleep, so I was kind of watching it on my phone as Brittany was getting them dressed for bedtime. And so Obviously, it sucks. I mean, just because you know how much hard work that guy puts in, and you never want to see guys get injuries like that. But if anyone's going to be able to come back from that, man, I think it's going to be Tyreek, and I'm praying for him. And I know that he'll put in the work and get himself ready to go and hopefully be back playing football sooner rather than later.
How do you block this out of your mind where your next snap could be one that changes the course of your life? You know, it's a regular game. He then comes to the ground. He then breaks his knee, and then who knows what's going to happen? I know as a football player, you can't think like that, and you got to push forward. I guess it just has to be in the back of your mind with the kind of, I guess, physicality that football provides.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's everything in life. You know, you never know when the last moment on this earth is going to be. And so I think if you're right with we're right with whatever religion that you have or whatever you believe in, you go out there and live your life to the fullest. And that's how I play football is I know that this thing can get taken away from me at any moment, so why not enjoy it and have the most fun I can with the people around me?
I'll get you out of here on a positive note here. Today is a big day in pop culture. I imagine you were celebrating today as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm super excited. You know, I haven't been able to hear the album yet, but I'm super excited to be able to do that, and it'll be blaring all through the Chiefs facility tomorrow, and we'll be supporting Taylor, and she's put in so much hard work to this, and I'm excited to hear the album just like everybody else.
That is a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today. Patrick, man, good luck on Monday Night Football. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Absolutely. That is our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearance on the show is brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Center. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to the Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harris. I'm very happy to be here with you. So a couple of days ago, we played for better or worse. I asked you to give me a couple of things that you thought were better than expected after the first month of the season, a couple of things that were worse than you expected. Rob, let's play this about the Chiefs as a whole. Now, I removed as expected. That's not a very fun way to discuss this. Are the Chiefs better or worse than you anticipated them being after watching them for a month?
Worse. Now, people are going to hear that and be like, oh, Rob's just a hater. Classic Rob, hating, blah, blah, blah.
That's partially true.
It's not totally wrong. But mostly because when we went through the schedule and the schedule came out, went through, I had him at 3-1 right now. Then there was a thought that Rashee Rice got suspended and like it was happening. He's going to miss the first six games. I still felt like they can be 3-1. So they are worse than I imagined because I imagined they'd be 3-1 right now. But I'm going to put a massive caveat on my take here. I did not anticipate, like no one can, that on the first play of the game, Xavier Worthy was going to run straight into Travis Kelce and miss basically three NFL games. And because of that, all the explosiveness was going to be sucked right out of the offense. So I feel good about where they are. I think they're on an upward trajectory, and I think they can get back to division champs and all those things. But if you're asking, hey, do you think they're better or worse than you imagined? I imagine them 3-1, and they're 2-2. So they are worse than I imagined at this point in the season.
Yeah, I would agree with you for almost the exact same reason that you have given. I think it's impossible to say better. I think as expected is also dishonest. If like I didn't think they were going to start 2-2, right? 3-1 probably was the worst I thought they were going to go. But I do think there is like a good reason why. And I think for most teams, if I had asked you better or worse and your answer was worse, like you would feel kind of down on the team. I don't think there's any reason to feel down on Kansas City because that's the case because of everything that you just said regarding Xavier Worthy. Taking him out of the lineup and for a team that struggled to run the football in September and was still trying to figure out what else they have at wide receiver, it sort of makes a lot of sense to me why you would feel that the Chiefs were a little bit down on what your expectations were. So let's take it from the Chiefs and now let's take it to the division. Is the division better or worse than you had anticipated? Because my answer would also be worse. And my answer would be worse largely because of the Denver Broncos. I think the Chargers are a good team. Now, I'm not sure if the Chargers are great, but I think the Chargers are pretty close to what they were last year. I think they're a team that could win somewhere between 10 to 12 games this season. And we'll see if that's going to be enough to win the AFC West. I don't think we're going to be talking about them in the one seed conversation. I don't know if they're going to be good enough or consistent enough to be in the Super Bowl contending conversation. But I do think with their schedule, with their talent, coach, quarterback, all of those things coming together, I do think the Chargers are a double-digit win football team. The team that I'm still unsure about is the Denver Broncos. And a lot of that is because Bo Nix. Bo Nix was really, really good last year. He threw 30 touchdown passes last year. Like the Broncos took advantage of an advantageous schedule and really capitalized on it. Bo Nix hasn't been great so far this season. He has 7 touchdowns in the first month of the season, 4 interceptions. He has a quarterback rating of 88. He just hasn't really taken that massive step forward that I think a lot of people thought that he potentially could. Now, they've run the ball super effectively. J.K. Dobbins has been good. R.J. Harvey's been good. Wide receiver-wise, they've been pretty good this season. That defense maybe isn't what I thought it could potentially be at the beginning of the season. And Bo Nix, he maybe seems like he's taking a little bit of a step back. Now, I was higher on the Raiders than you were coming into the season. The Raiders are a 6 or 7 win football team. Like, that team just isn't consistent enough. Geno hasn't gotten off to a good start. So the Raiders are kind of the Raiders. But I think if you're asking me as a whole, is the division better than I had anticipated or worse than I had expected? I would say worse because of the Broncos.
I'm actually going to say worse because of the Chiefs. Because we felt like, I mean, not we. I felt like the Chiefs were going to get back to explosive offense. That's what they said all summer. And they were going to get back to legitimate Super Bowl contender. You know, we're going to flex our muscle. It's the revenge tour. All those things we heard about in the offseason. And they came out the gate partially due to injury, but they came out the gate 2-2. I thought the Chiefs were going to come out of the gate 3-1 or better. I thought the Chiefs were going to go down to Sao Paulo and make a statement. Hey, we got our ass whooped in the Super Bowl, but that's not who we are. That's not what they did. I thought, okay, revenge game against the Eagles. They're going to come out and they're going to show the world we're still the Chiefs. That's not what they did. So because of that, combined with the fact the Broncos are not as good as I imagined, I don't think the AFC West is as strong as I imagined. That doesn't mean that it's a weak division. I still think it's one of the tougher divisions in football, but I thought it was going to be the Chiefs are the cream of the crop. They're 4-0 now, and the Chargers and Broncos might fall in at 3-1 right now, and we're looking at three teams that we think can make the playoffs, kind of like how we saw last year or a couple of years ago in the AFC North, and it just hasn't shaken out that way. So some of my fact I'm down the AFC West stems from the Chiefs aren't the team I thought they were at this point in the season.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that I hadn't really thought of. Because I'm guessing if you ask the Chargers that same question, like there's a sports talk host, there's a podcast out there that covers the Chargers. If you ask him that same question, is the division better or worse than you had thought? I think they also say worse, and I think it's largely because the Chiefs aren't the Chiefs. At least that would be their answer. I'm guessing if we had a Denver Broncos person on, we're going to do this tomorrow. We're going to go around the AFC West. Hey, is the division better or worse than you had anticipated? I think their answer would also be worse because at least so far, and we'll see if that's the case at the end of October, at the end of November, the Chiefs haven't been the Chiefs yet. They were in the matchup against the Ravens, and I think we're all waiting to see. Like, I think this is a question around the league. I don't think it's just a Kansas City question. How real was last week? They play on Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football the next 2 weeks. Everybody will know whether or not that game was a true turning point for Kansas City's offense, or was it the Ravens? Like, you and I had this debate earlier in the week where what's the pie chart of blame going to be? The beautiful thing about this is we'll get our answer in the next 2 weeks. They got Xavier Worthy back. They got Breshard Smith. They're going to keep implementing him into the offense. We will have our answer if the offense was playing the Ravens or if they really turned a corner. And if the answer is they've really turned a corner and you are potentially adding your best offensive player coming up in 14 days, that is a very scary proposition for the rest of the National Football League. And that just goes to show you the amount of growth that this offense has because you're getting back one of your most explosive players on the team.
I feel like it's not just the Chiefs and the AFC West, excuse me. But I feel like if the Chiefs go out and have that another great offense performance and kind of have a little bit of a statement win, the Ravens were a little bit of a statement win, but they're so beat up. If they have that statement win of, okay, we're back, then you're right. The conversation will pivot and the pie chart will pivot from it was the Ravens versus the Chiefs. But and this is the problem with the Chiefs is they hold themselves to the highest of high standards. So 2-2 is not to their standards. But they haven't flexed that we're the Chiefs muscle yet. Go out and take care of business against the Jags, and then, you know, maybe, or go out and take care of business against the Lions, and you're the Chiefs again. But right now, there's a team in the NFL, which is why I think the division is playing down a little bit.
Yeah, I just think it's a really interesting question. Text line 913-586-7965. What do you guys think? If you had to answer the question, are the Chiefs better or worse than anticipated, how would you answer it? If I asked you the same question about the division, is the Chiefs division better or worse than anticipated, how would you answer that question? The Chicago Cubs right now, they are up 2-0 over the San Diego Padres. The winner of that would go play Milwaukee in the divisional round of the playoffs. Earlier today, we saw the Tigers. They beat the Guardians. They advance. They're going to play the Seattle Mariners in the next round of the postseason. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Rob, I don't think I've ever asked you this question before. Is your wife a Swiftie? I don't think she is a Swiftie. I feel like Swifties usually identify themselves as that pretty early on in you knowing them. And I've been around Caroline enough that I don't believe she is a Swiftie. But today's a big day, you know? Today's a big day in pop culture. I'm not a Swiftie. I don't listen to Taylor Swift's music. But I acknowledge that the biggest artist in the world is releasing an album coming up at midnight. We know it's going to do some massive numbers. Like, she announced this thing a month ago. She's been promoting it for a month. She's releasing them. She's going to have the number one movie and album in the country. Like, not a lot of people have done that before. So that is what she is about to do over the course of the next, you know, week or so. So I acknowledge that this is a big pop culture event. Is your wife a Swiftie?
She is not a Swiftie. She likes Taylor Swift and enjoys her music, but I think there's like a line of delineation between enjoying Taylor Swift's music and being a Swiftie. Like, she's not going to see the movie. She's not making a plan to download the album and immediately listen. She's not someone that hangs out in chat rooms and Reddit threads to talk about Taylor Swift. She just likes the music when it's on the radio. That's kind of how it works for my wife with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, and that makes perfect sense. I am not a Swiftie, but, you know, salute to the Swifties. I understand that everything in pop culture is not for everybody. Hey, if you like Taylor Swift's music, man, I'm happy for you today. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. I want to tell you guys this before we get out of here. The most excited I ever was for a CD was 50 Cent's second CD. I mean, that first one was just incredible. I still listen to the first album to this day. I might listen to it on the ride home. We've been talking about 50 Cent today. Man, when I knew the second one was coming out, I could not wait for that album. I missed the midnight release, you know? That's like a special thing in pop culture, because then when you go to the midnight release, you know what? You're surrounded by so many other people that feel the exact same way about that thing that you do. You know how much you gotta really wanna see a movie to go see the movie at 12 o'clock at night? You know that same movie is gonna be available tomorrow. It ain't like it's a one night only showing of the movie. They're gonna show it tomorrow at a regular time. No. You care so much about this thing that you want to be the first one to say that you've seen it. That's dedication. I've only been to one midnight movie release. I loved the X-Men cartoon series when I was a kid. And when they announced that they were turning that into a movie, and then I saw who was all going to be in the movie. I mean, Hugh Jackman was going to play Wolverine. Halle Berry was going to be Storm. Captain Spock, he was going to be Professor X. I mean, I was excited about this. I went to the Independence Commons. I went to that AMC movie theater across the street from Independence Mall to go see that movie. And boy, I'm telling you, that movie, I love the first two X-Men movies. The third one's okay. But the first two, classics in my book. Big fan. I'm actually kind of mad they didn't have Gambit in those movies. I loved him. He was my favorite one on the cartoon. But yes, I loved a good midnight release. Rob, you're a comic book guy, so I know you got some midnight releases. What are some midnight releases that you've seen? Did you go see Avengers at midnight?
100% I saw Avengers at midnight. I saw Avengers.
How long is these movies?
I saw Infinity War at midnight. So that would have been the first of the final two. And then I saw Endgame at midnight. And then I went back the next Friday and saw Endgame again. So I've seen, God, 6 to 10, maybe 6 to 15, somewhere in there. Movies at midnight. I used to be a big midnight movie guy. They kind of stopped doing it because
Now I feel like they do them on the day before. Right? They don't do the midnight anymore.
We're on Thursday. Come see it. The midnight's kind of gone.
Yeah, because I think now the studio, they're trying to get every dollar that they can for this. So my understanding of the Swifty movie, and tell me if I'm wrong, Rob, they're only having it in theaters this weekend. Like, you can't go see it next week. I believe it's only for these 3 days, and then that's it. It's done.
That is my belief as well, but it wouldn't shock me if they announce an extended run.
Well, of course.
I mean, but yes, that is my understanding, is that it's a weekend of Taylor
Swift. I think it's even better if they just do this like the three, and then it goes to streaming at some point. I mean, I think we know around Christmas time this will be available to be streamed. Like, come on now. Like, we all know how this thing works, right? It's a really popular movie. You missed your chance to see it. They are going to sell it to you on Christmas for $20 to rent it, and they're going to print money for it. We all know how this is going to go.
The merch will probably be available for public consumption at that point, too.
Oh, 100%. Probably available right now. Go ahead and get you a little orange t-shirt.
If I was Taylor Swift, I'd have the merch only available for people who go to AMC. Really, you know, goose the numbers a little bit.
No, for sure. Now they're going to get the little special little popcorn.
There you go.
Now they're going to get their own little thing. Someone said the Madden Midnight releases were awesome. Oh, my goodness. That was a time. I remember the one I used to go to for the Madden Midnight releases. I used to go to the GameStop over there across the street that used to be from Bannister Mall. It seems like a part of the city you used to spend a lot of time in, Rob.
I'm going to shock you here. I did spend a lot of time at Bannister Mall. That's because in the morning and the weekends on Saturday and Sunday, my grandparents used to walk around the mall for exercise. Oh, wow. And they would bring me and I'd walk with them.
I got you. Your grandparents didn't go to Oak Park? The malls, I'm a little surprised.
They live in that area of town.
Okay, I would have guessed the Blue Ridge Mall. I didn't know. You caught me off guard.
They were Bannister Mall people.
Yeah, no, but that little GameStop over there, because it used to be the big Walmart. Circuit City used to be over there. There was a Burlington Coat Factory.
Was it Jordan stores over there?
Just for Feet.
Yeah, that's what he had.
Just for Feet was over there. Yeah, Just for Feet. You can go in there and get you a crisp pair of Air Force Ones, run you a little 2-on-2, 3-on-3 game, and get you some free popcorn. What a time. Shout out to Just for Feet. What a time. All right, tomorrow, Rob is off. Rob's not fully devoted to this show. I will be here.
I got the Midnight Taylor Swift. I'm going to be so tired.
No, for sure. Life of a Producer. The name of your album. I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.